Let's Talk Ministry. Thank you for joining on this Friday. I'm looking at Psalm 25. I've still been thinking about what does it look like for me to be satisfied out of Psalm 42 from last week. But it's this week it's been an opportunity for me to think about what is a person who longs to have a relationship with the Word of God, like the deer pants for the water. What are the characteristics of someone who is satisfied, or their soul is satisfied? Or what is the characteristics of someone who is longing to have that relationship with the gospel? And so I was looking at Psalm 25, a psalm that was written by David. Life is very difficult for David at this point. Enemies are around him. There's trouble. And so God is going to give the thoughts that he gave to David, which are left to us in the book of Psalms, for you today. And so I was looking at verse 4. Make me to know your paths, O Lord. Teach me your path. So it's like David is almost saying, I know I can't do this, but I want you to make me to know your paths. I want to know your ways. So put me in situations where I have to know how you would handle it, or what you want from me, or what you've said to me, or things that I know from the past that I want to continue to walk in those ways. And so it's, I think it to me, make me are pretty strong words. A lot of times in my relationship with the Bible and the Word of God, it's like, well, you know, I kind of like this verse. And but as I read these verses and I want my soul to be satisfied, it's almost like I have to say to God, God, make me to know your paths, O Lord. Teach me your paths. So it's one thing to say, okay, I want to learn. It's another thing to be teachable, to let down the guard so that I am willing to hear words from my Father, from the Word of God, from friends. So a teachable heart. Lead me in your truth. I think your truth is a good phrase, because all of us have truth in our own minds, and we think we know what truth is, or this is what we want truth to be. But David is asking, lead me in your truth and teach me. Why is that important? For you are the God of my salvation. David knew that God was the only one that's going to be able to help him out. Not just a salvation from one situation, but until David took his last breath, whatever that's going to look like going forward. God, you will be my salvation. Yeah, I saw you help me out with the lion and the bear. I saw you with Goliath. I'm in very difficult times at this moment as I read Psalm 25. But I know, Lord, you're the only one that's going to be my salvation. You're the only one that's going to be able to help me navigate, one, the choices that he's made, and two, the areas where God is putting pressure on his life to mold and shape him, to not be the same guy when he takes his last breath that he was when he was being anointed with oil way back in his father's house. And so if my soul is going to be satisfied, I need to be willing to say to the Lord, Lord, make it known to me your ways. I want to be teachable. I'm willing to be led by you. But at the end, the bottom line, God, you are my salvation. No matter what situation, no matter what frustration, God, you are my hope in that situation. And so I want to run to you for hope, for truth. And so, Father, thank you for the Let's Talk ministry. We don't know where it all goes. We don't know who's going to pick it up today, but you do. And so as you led me on a journey for the word satisfied, if you're in the journey now of what does it look like for me to be that? I pray that you would make me to know your understanding and your truth in the situations that I'm facing, that you would continue to allow my heart to be teachable, open to you. And may that be true of the people that are listening. And in whatever the situations that we are in, some of them are own consequences to sin. Some are things that you're using to mold and shape our heart. Help us to continue to run to you, for you are our salvation. You are our hope. It's in your name we pray. Amen. God God bless you and have a great Friday.